Don't you fight! Don't you worry! Cause it's your turn today! Let me put my love into you, babe! Let me put my love on the line! Let me put my love into you, babe! Let me concentrate with my name!
This morning you tried to mess up in my bed. Yes, and you'd one black rat. Someday'll find your trick. Then I'll hide my shoe somewhere near your shirt. Yeah. Thank you. woke up this morning, the same thing on my mind. I thinking about you, baby. You walking down the line, yes, and you and one black cat. Someday I'll find you. Then I'll hide my shoe somewhere near your church.
There's no question that a single instrument can sound beautiful, but place it next to a different yet equally beautiful one, and the result can be magical. It's like the harmonies created in a diverse neighborhood where folks from different religious, racial, and cultural backgrounds all lend their own unique tone to the community voice and community spirit. Diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement. It lessens racial stereotypes. It better prepares our children for the global community they will inhabit. In fact, neighborhood diversity doesn't just sound good, it sounds great. To better understand the benefits of diversity, log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org. A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
The tears of the gods.
WMFO, Metro, 91.5.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
It's delicious. And I love it.
Now, you know, the other day, I was walking down the street. I saw a friend of mine. We stopped aside. We get on something to eat. Now, when we got to eat, let's look here. It's a Yale sandwich. What's happening? And I told him, whoa, feels so good. I'm gonna be celebrating the day. Oh, well, the old folks boogie. And the children too. Don't know about a boogie like me and you. We're gonna boogie. We're gonna boogie. Celebrate the day. Now you know, last night I was laying down. I heard Mama and Papa talk. I heard Papa tell Mama. Then I heard Mama got him. She told Papa. Well, Mama told Papa about something she heard. She said, look at him, Mama. I don't believe a word. We're gonna boogie. I'm gonna boogie. Celebrate the day. All right, let's boogie one time now. Hit it.
feel alright. I 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 feel alright. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, oh, oh. I feel alright. I feel alright. I feel alright. I feel alright. I feel so good. 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 I feel alright. Oh, oh, oh. I wanna boogie, 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 I wanna boogie. One more time. I wanna boogie. 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 Yeah. I wanna boogie. Cause I feel alright. You know I feel alright. Cause I feel alright. I feel alright.
Jenny thinks that she has the key to popularity, parking in cars with the boys at night.
And what is your name, little girl?
Jen.
Jen. And what did you do to get locked up in a place like this?
Well, I was just talking to my friend Steve, and the police came by just because I was all dressed promiscuous. He accused me for prostitution, so now I'm stuck here behind bars, and I really don't have much to say.
Is that right? So you're telling me you were unjustly accused? I'm from LA, okay? I was born and brought up, raised around life. I can spot the truth.
Okay.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can see it right in those pretty brown eyes.
I wasn't that
way. Well, how promiscuous are you?
I can be pretty promiscuous.
Pretty promiscuous?
I'm gonna be very.
Well.
You're listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme is called Black and Blues. And we are mixing up songs from AC/DC's perfect Back in Black album, which many people, including myself, consider to be the best hard rock album ever, mixed up with songs from African-American black bluesmen who migrated from the South to northern areas of the United States in what was called the Great Migration. They took their acoustic Mississippi Delta blues up to Chicago and other cities, cranked the volume all the way up, and developed the roots of rock and roll and heavy metal. We kicked off that last set with R.L. Burnside and Going Down South. Then we heard John Lee Hooker's original version of One Bourbon, One Scotch, and One Beer, which has certainly been covered by others. Next was my Good Girl, Bad Girl remix of AC/DC's Let Me Put My Love Into You from, of course, Back in Black. Then we heard Lightnin' Hopkins with Black Cat. Then the Magic Sam Blues Band, I Feel So Good. And then we finished things off with my Jailhouse Jen remix of What You Do for Money, Honey. I believe that Malcolm Young was one of the most underrated guitar players. Before he passed away, he was, as his brother Angus and many others have said, the bedrock of AC/DC and an outstanding rhythm guitar player, maybe the best ever. Angus received all the attention with his antics and his schoolboy outfit, but behind the scenes, it was Malcolm managing the band, and of course, co-writing the songs. Meanwhile, right now, we're listening to Blue in Green from our featured Ambiance album, Miles Davis' 1959 Epic Kind of Blue. In the next set, we're going to be hearing from T-Bone Walker and Howlin' Wolf. But first, we're going to start the set off with an excellent example of two guitars playing a song together. Not two guitars playing the same thing, not just doubling the riff, as happens all too often, but instead what Keith Richards calls the ancient art of guitar weaving. The studio version of this song is perfect, but I've played that for you many times. So here's the Backtracks live version of Shoot to Thrill here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We'll be right back.
Shakes. Me too. Pardon me.
I'm not
business.
Sure look good, but don't mean a thing to me. Sure look good, but don't mean a thing to me. I got a hip shaking timber, shaped like a willow tree. Shake like jello on a plate. Shake like jello. Oh, shake it, baby. Shake it for me. Oh, shake it, baby. Shake it for me. Oh, shake it, little baby. Then shake like a willow tree.
Carolyn and her mother have found one way a girl can repay a boy for entertaining her.
So you ready for your audition?
I am ready.
All right, get on your knees.
Give him a dog a bone.
We're celebrating Black History Month, as well as commemorating the anniversary of AC/DC lead singer Bon Scott's death on February 19th, 1980, with a theme called Black and Blues, mixing up songs from AC/DC's perfect Back in Black album with music by the Black American blues musicians, who are responsible not only for their own great blues music, but through their influences creating rock and roll, hard rock, and even heavy metal. We kicked off that last set with a live version of Shoot to Thrill from Disc 2 of AC/DC's Backtracks box set. And then we heard from T-Bone Walker with the T-Bone Shuffle. Next up was Howlin' Wolf with his original version of Shake For Me. And then another deep cut from Back in Black, Giving the Dog a Bone. The instrumental music we're listening to right now is from our featured ambiance album, Miles Davis Kind of Blue, considered by many to be the best jazz album ever. This track is called Freddy Freeloader. We got one last set for you, and we're gonna start it off with some absolutely nasty sounding electric slide guitar that works oh so well. Here's the six-fingered slide guitar player and singer, Hound Dog Taylor, with My Baby's Coming Home.
She be home tomorrow night. Yes, I ain't worried about my baby. Or she be home tomorrow night. She called me this morning, told me Hound Dog, everything's all right. Yes, she called me this morning. Well, she called me on the phone. That morning, baby, what she called me on the phone. She said, baby, don't you worry, ain't nothing going on wrong. But I felt so good, almost broke down to cry. Felt so good, boy, almost broke down to cry. Baby coming home this time and it ain't all right. Oh, yeah.
On the level, or you're just making it up as you go along?
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
baby.
Take all my money.
Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson. Well, not a woman.
What you pinko, heavy metal weirdos do to motel rooms. Read all about it in the Star.
listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. We've been continuing to celebrate Black History Month. Our theme was called Black and Blues, as we mixed up the music of the African-American blues musicians, many of whom were born in the American South in the early 20th century and then moved up north in what's called the Great Migration to cities like Chicago, where they turned their acoustic Delta blues into much louder electric blues and planted the seeds of rock and roll, hard rock, and heavy metal, which ultimately led a bunch of white guys in Australia to form AC/DC, and after the tragedy of Bon Scott's death from a night of heavy drinking in 1980, to produce what many people consider to be the best hard rock album ever, Back in Black. So we've been mixing up songs from that album, plus during the breaks, instrumental songs from what many aficionados consider to be the best jazz album ever. Miles Davis and the sextet he led in 1959 to record the album Kinda Blue. That final set began with Hound Dog Taylor, My Baby's Coming Home. He's one of my four favorite slide guitar players, along with Sonny Landreth, Dwayne Allman, and Jimmy Page. That song had an absolutely nasty sounding electric guitar that worked just oh so well, as did the song that followed, Junior Kimbrough with I Gotta Try You Girl. And then we concluded with the final song on AC/DC's Back in Black album, Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution. So we featured the album Back in Black, but we never got around to playing the title song. Oh well, it's a great song, but I think that original album version gets plenty of airplay on other radio stations. Right now, we're closing things out with our final selection from our featured Ambiance album, Miles Davis, 1959, Kinda Blue. This is the alternate version of Flamenco Sketches. Thanks so much for listening to this sound collage mix. And meanwhile, don't touch that dial, because coming up next is Savoir Faire with songs from the Squid Pod and a great mix of music from the 1980s for you. Only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Mary.